Bibles this morning. I believe it's the crowd that does. Let's run over to Isaiah. Go over to Isaiah 43. I'm going to read two verses. We'll pray and ask God for his help this morning. And I pray that this will be just the beginning of great things that will take place this year, 2012. Once you get there, let's all stand. And that's Isaiah 43 and verse number 18 and verse number 19. The Bible says, God's word says this, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I, not me, but I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Bible says, the Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing. I will talk this morning, this little thought, getting ready for a new chapter. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. Thank you for all the songs that were sung on this glorious Sunday morning. And I pray, God, that the songs have tended our hearts. I pray, God, that the songs have brought us into the mindset of worship, but also, God, a mindset of listening to the Word of God as it's being presented, Lord, forth. And I pray, God, that your Word would stir our hearts. I pray, God, that your Word would change us. I pray, God, your Word would renew us. I pray, God, that your Word would do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Free us from that which tries to bind us up. Free us from the thoughts that consume our minds. I pray, God, that your Word would cleanse us on the inside and the outside, making us vessels that are meant for your use. I pray, God, that this morning your Holy Spirit would speak directly to individual hearts. And I pray, God, we respond by saying not no, but respond by saying yes, yes, yes. I want more of Jesus. Yes. I want a new chapter in my life. Yes! I want to change. And with that, God will shout, hallelujah. I pray, God, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Guide my speech. Guide my actions. My all that I do. I pray, God, you be the great orchestrator. And for that, God, I personally praise your sweet name. Help that soul that might be here tonight or this morning that's lost. They don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. Yes, they can spell his name. Yes, they can pronounce his name. Yes, they can read his name. But yet, his name has not been tattooed in their hearts. His name has not fallen, been etched on the depths of their soul. But I pray, God, this will be that morning where things, all things become new, and they'll become a new creature in Jesus Christ. And God, help the saints of God, those who are blood-bought and born again, that are in a struggle, been in a dogfight. Some are hurting, God, on the inside. But I pray, God, you come by and heal that hurt. I pray and ask God to speak peace to that disturbed soul. And for that, God will shout again, hallelujah. Help us. We'll stop here, Father. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Getting ready for a new chapter. Every book has a chapter. The Bible consists of how many books? Somebody. 66 books. How many chapters? What'd you say? 1,189. Bless you. My dear friends, this Bible is full of chapters. But also, our life is full of chapters. Chapter 1, the day that you and I were born into this world. And there will also be a final chapter. That will be that chapter that's written down here anyway. That chapter is written that will say this is the close of our earthly life. All of us have a beginning chapter and all of us have an ending chapter. But each chapter before it comes is new. Each chapter is, I'm about to have a spell, is unknown. Each chapter, my dear friends, you and I have no clue about because we've not read the chapter yet because the chapter has yet to be written. This chapter in 2012 can be a chapter of rejoicing, a chapter of victory, or it could be a chapter of defeat. And a lot of that depends on our response to the direction that God gives us. I don't know about you, but I want 2012 to be a great chapter in my life. I want this year to be a year, my dear friends, that I'll look back at the end of and say, wow, look how God made himself known. Look how God moved in a tremendous way. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this chapter. I almost preached a message this morning on keeping out of jail in 2012. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good message. It's not what you're thinking. But that jail is that prison of our mind. Amen. Some of us need to stay out of that jail this coming year. Amen. But nonetheless, for us today, at this moment, the Bible says to us in verse number 19, behold, the Lord is speaking here. Behold, I will do a new thing. That word new in this verse here means fresh. How many of you like stale food? Nobody. But we like fresh food. The Bible says here, my dear friends, this verse, says, hey, I will do a new thing, a fresh thing. And that word fresh has the synonyms that mean this, new or not previously known. Not previously known. God is saying to his people, I'm about to do a new thing in your life. And I began to look at that word thing. I thought to myself about a new chapter in the people of God's life. The word chapter has the synonyms of episode or phase or stage. A new stage in your life. A new episode in your life. A new phase. Something new. Something that's different. Do you know, by the way, that when you and I got saved, we became something that was new? We became new creatures. Who the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, we come right back here. But look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. And why are you reading this verse, Pastor? Because, my dear friends, some of us might think we've entered into a new life. But yet we've not entered into a new life because these things have not happened yet. Verse 17 of chapter 5, 2 Corinthians says this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all. Not some, but all things become new. And that word new again in both of these verses here, both of these words here in verse 17 means a freshness. A freshness. Some of you had a call the other day or a message the other day and said, I'm cleaning my house out. I'm getting rid of some stuff. Get some old stuff out of here. And I thought to myself, that's awesome. And I thought to myself, you know what? There's some folks, though, just getting some of that old stuff and bringing it back in the house. They got rid of it a long time ago. They did some spring cleaning, getting stuff out. But as time has progressed, they're now starting to bring some of these things back into the house at one time which they had thrown away. I wonder how many of us fit that category. At one time, our heart, life, mind, soul, and body was sold out to a living God. But now it ain't. Eat, breathe, sleep, Jesus. But not today. A lot of it has to be, but it's because we brought some old things back in. Well, this is okay now. I can bring this back. But when you throw stuff away, do you go back out in the garbage and pick it up? Do you go back down the alley, my dear friends, going to those trash cans? Why? I'm glad this didn't go too far.
Come on, come on.
Get out that garbage can. If you throw it away, let it stay away. Don't bring it back into your life. Don't bring it back into your heart. Don't bring it back into your mind.
Yes, sir.
For them, for some of us, that's why we're unstable. Think back a little bit to when you first received them. That excitement. That joy. Huh? But now it ain't like that. Old stuff will mess you up if you're not careful. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new formation, a new creation, a new building. Old things, the old time. That word also means the old time. Are passed away. They're passed. They're perished. Behold, see, I want to show you something. All things are become new. Fresh. How many of us need that freshness back in our life again? Well, the Bible tells us back over here now in Isaiah, the Lord says to the children of Israel, as well as flow down to us, behold, I will do a new thing. But in order for me to do a new thing, first of all, you need to forget the past. The Bible says in verse number 18, remember ye not the former things. That word remember means to mark, mention, or think on. That messed some of us up. Get to thinking on some of that stuff. I mean, I used to run them streets. I used to party and all that kind of stuff. I did all that. And sometimes I listen to some of that music, especially when you go to like a wedding or a reception or something like that. They start taking it back down to 1982. 83, 84, the 80s. Takes you back. You say, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You say, you know how your voice be changing? Like, yeah! Woo, yeah! Or you break out with, that's my song! My! And then before you know it, you're over there on YouTube and stuff, and you going back over all of them. Yeah, fucking Delic. Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Emotions. Yeah, all that stuff. Amen. And don't misunderstand me. All secular music isn't that bad, and all of it's not good either. Amen. But what happens though? Sometimes it starts to pull us more and more into that direction. And instead of the direction we need to be going into. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I mean, we get some, where's the pork loin? Is that the one? What's that meat we had the other day? That's supposed to not be too bad for you? That's what you told me. It's better than some. So that's a better cut. But you get to eating that and you say, man, it would be good to have a nice pork chop. Fried, preferably. With salt and pepper. And some of that soul seasoning. And some of that Cajun seasoning. And that tenderizer. Glory to God. And before you know it, we might be leaving here now and get some pork chops. Before you know it, there you go, eating pork chops. And for me, next thing you know, after a while, I'll be sitting there like, oh, my head. I'm enjoying it. Like, what's wrong? Why are you here? Nothing ain't wrong. I'm good. It ain't wrong with me. So that pork chop, several pork chops. But the Bible says, my dear friends, remember ye not the former things, the past things. Let's not focus on that stuff. Let's not mention it, think on it, mark it. Neither consider the things of old, the ancient. So in other words, first we need to forget some things. In other words, don't dwell on even this. Don't dwell on past failures. Don't dwell on past defeats. Because sometimes we start thinking, well, we lost there. Well, we might not win here then. My dear friends, if you focus on the past failures and dwell on them, they may hinder you from going forward. Now, don't misunderstand, though. You can use them to help you to go forward, too, though. But not dwell them to the sense they cause you to begin to have that the defeated type of a spirit. He says here, remember ye not the former things, neither consider, that means to regard, even to feel, the things of old, the ancient. But in other words, do something different, though. Forget the past. But follow the Lord into the future. The Bible says in verse number 19, he wants us to follow him because he says this, behold, I will do. The word behold means see. So if he wants us to see something, he wants us to look at something. He wants us to look at him, my dear friends, but also look at what he's about to do. He says, behold, look, see, I want you to see something. I, not you, but I will do. I will accomplish. I will make. A new thing. A fresh thing. Not only fresh, but something that's not previously known. It's going to blow your mind. Some of us going to have our mind blown in 2012. Some of us had our minds blown in 2011. You talk with Sister Perriman and Quinica and Steve, they were overwhelmed at the folks that helped them when they had that fire just a month ago. It's only been a little over a month ago now. Folks pouring out. Well, I didn't know folks. And he even said, I didn't know folks really cared like that. I didn't know people would do this kind of stuff to help you. Right. God will blow your mind, my dear friends. And I have a sneaky suspicion that God wants to blow some minds in 2012. Yeah.
But in order to do that, we can't focus on the past for my defense. Follow him into the future. The unknown. God has some unknown things he wants to show us. Behold, I will do a new thing. And then watch this. Notice you see the semicolon there. He says, now it shall. He wants us to listen to this. Now it shall. What? The new thing. Now it shall spring forth. I had to look that up. The word spring forth means to grow or bud. It says this new thing, it will bud. It will grow. But things that grow have to be watered. Does not the Bible tell us that it's the water of the Word? The Word, my dear friends, is like water. But it's also a seed. The Word is also. But my dear friends, when this, in this regard here, we can take that water, take that Word, and pour it on what God has said. That's his Word again. That seed. And then just watch it start to grow. Watch things start to materialize. Things we've never seen before. Things we've not known before. Perhaps we've read about it in somebody else's biography. But now, my dear friends, it's being placed in the chapter of our life.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Recorded in our book for others to read. As we were celebrating the life of Roger, Penny's dad and Mrs. Marshall's husband, as we began to celebrate his life, what did we start doing? We started going over chapters of his life. Moments in his life. Billy read a chapter that he was involved in and how he first met Raj. He was a 6'4", right? 6'4". He was a big man. 6'4", big man. And Billy was about 4'5", so around there. He said when he met him for the first time, come here for a minute. I mean, you ain't 6'4", we're going to pretend you are. And he said that when he met Penny's dad for the first time, he was staying over there because I believe you were about to have Kim. You have Kim in the hospital. And so they had dropped Billy. They couldn't put them both together. They had Billy over at their house. And then they had David at somebody else's house. Yeah, very smart. Wasn't smart last night. Somebody gave me that taser. Anyhow, but wait a minute. We better move on here. But anyway, so when Billy was about who's 5 here? Give me a 5-year-old. Stephen, come for a minute. He said he was like Stephen, 5 years old. And when he's saying, now imagine that he's not 6'4", but imagine him being 6'4". Mm-hmm. And when he seen him for the first time, Billy just freaked out. And they were trying to calm him down. It's going to be okay. He was, well, I'm with my mama. I'm with my mama. I mean, he was wanting to get out of there because he had met somebody that was huge. He had met somebody that was big. Somebody, my dear friends, that was blowing his mind. And when he met him, he caused him to be afraid. But at the same time, he found out that her dad was a gentle giant. A gentle giant. He was a part of that chapter in Roger's life. Thank you. And God is writing chapters in our life. And he said, I want to grow something in your life. I want to do something big in your life. In this chapter of your life, I want to do something that's going to blow your mind. So listen, now it shall spring forth. It shall grow. It shall bud. And then he has another break here. He says, shall you not know it? In other words, my friends, you're going to know it when God's doing it.
Yeah.
Ain't like it happened. He's just going, la, 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 la. My wife says, how I am sometimes. You just walk around like enough. Because sometimes I'm here physically, but I'll be out in Florida. That one, I'll be so relaxed a lot of times. They'll be happy around me. I'll be in Florida. I'll be on a boat somewhere and lay down on the beach, you know, just soaking in some sun, getting me a nice tan. I mean, I'll be, you know, y'all didn't catch the tan part. But nonetheless, though. But he said, listen, God says, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to write a new chapter in your life, something that's fresh, and you will know it. You'll know what's taking place. You're like, wow, look what God's doing. When God's doing something, friends, you'll know about it. But not only that,
He says, here, I want to give you something else. He says, you say you're not knowing? He says, not only that, I will, in this chapter of your life, I will even also make a way, a road, a course in the wilderness, in the desert. You're going to find your place perhaps in 2012 when you find yourself in a desert place. But God says, in the midst of that desert, I'm going to give you a road to travel down. To help you to get through that desert in your life. Now, you might think it's important right now, but if you've ever seen a desert, you don't know which way to go. I mean, it's not like there's no road. It's like it's a desert. It's all sand. It's just all big old desert. But if you hit that interstate that runs through the desert, you say, I know if I stay on this particular interstate, it's going to take me to a destination. So what God is saying, my dear friends, is he's going to put an interstate in the midst of your desert. God says, I'm going to show you. This is the way south. This is the way north. You get on this road right here, and it'll lead you through the desert, the wilderness in your life. But if you ain't careful, you'll try to make your own tracks, get lost. Start seeing mirages. See that water there? And there ain't no water there. But God says, you get on my road, I'm going to lead you there. But only that, he says this, I will even make a way, a road, a course in the wilderness, in the desert. And then he says, not only that, and rivers in the desert. That word rivers there means a stream. Physically, it means prosperity. That means growth. Spring has water. Water causes growth. He says, there's going to be growth in the midst of that desert. I'm going to put some things in that desert that's going to help you to grow. There were things in your life last year that's helped you to grow. Well, I want to think about Heather. She got saved in 2010, though. It was November or what was that night? September of 2010. But then there's some things that happened in 2011 that's helped her to grow. In the midst of that desert, God gave her some things to drink that helped her to grow, to help her to make it through that desert. My dear friends, God's going to, no matter how dark the place gets, no matter how solitary the place might seem, God says, listen, I'll put a stream right in the midst of that desert. But now, you know, we do have choices. We can decide to follow that road. We can decide to follow him as he pleases the places to drink. Or we can't say, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. I like what Brother Brandon told that lady that was a witch. You know, she was debating with him. She called him up. She wanted to meet with him. He's sitting there talking with her. I believe it was the Starbucks. I believe it was. He's talking to her. And she's saying why she believes this and why she don't believe that. And he finds it so, but how's it working for you? He said, you called me.
Yeah.
I didn't call you. Listen, my dear friends, if something's working for you, why in the world would you call somebody else and say, I don't believe that. Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
What you're doing is working for you. Why were you calling me?
Right. Amen.
You know why she called me, don't you? Because it wasn't working for her.
Right.
And we are, of course, glad to report today that she's saved and born again. She's leading a Bible study down in South Carolina. Hallelujah. I was watching one of the sermons, and while he was preaching, gave that illustration. She was sitting out there in the audience, and she waved her hand out there. She was embarrassed, but she waved her hand out there. But I'm going to tell you what, my dear friends. We've got a God that is real, and we've got a God that will make a way in desert places. He will give us things to drink out there in the midst of the desert. Why would God do all this? Because God is writing a new chapter in your life. God is doing a new thing in your life. The question is, will you let him? Or are you satisfied with the old thing? Now, if you're satisfied with the old life, then this message won't help you. But if you're not satisfied with the old, same old, same old, my dear friends, say, wait a minute. Hey, there's a God that wants to give me a fresh start. A God who wants to do something new in my life. A God that wants to write a new chapter in my heart. But will we follow him? It's a choice we've all got to make. Every person has to make this choice themselves. God ain't going to make you. Because he says, whosoever will. If you want to. Come here. I mean, y'all pays the voice. Come here for a second. I'll get right here. Hallelujah. Come here. Where's little Jackie at? You come here. Where's little Jackie? Yeah, come here. Come here, little Jackie. You sure? That's little Jackie. Somebody said, why is that little Jackie? Ask Jackie. Come right here. You're getting in line here. Now come, y'all get in the single file line. Give me a single file line. Yeah. There you go. Come here for a second. Yeah, come on. That's good. Yes. Come here. Come on, all y'all follow me. Come here, follow. Why y'all follow me? You don't know? Why you follow me? Why you follow me? Why y'all breathing hard? I ain't. Why you follow me? Y'all know why y'all follow me? Just follow me. That's the craziest thing I ever heard in my life. Bless his heart. You all right, man? Let me check you. Let me hold you. I'm probably listening to me. You know why y'all was following me? Because I asked you to. I said, y'all come follow me. And one took off, and the rest of that come too. And y'all follow me. Y'all didn't have to follow me. If I put a gun to your head, ask you to come follow me. Y'all did a good job. Goodbye. Now, after service, see Brother Billy to give y'all each a dollar, okay? But they had a choice to either follow me or not follow me. And they chose to follow. They went everywhere I went. I picked up the pace. They picked up the pace too. Now they all need to go and have a cardiac test. But it's the same thing with us. We can either follow Christ in 2012 or we don't have to follow Christ in 2012. It's your decision. It's your choice. Nobody's going to make you do nothing. You know, some of us like that. Like, make me. Make me. Now, when you go out saying, some of us need to be like what Jolene did. Which dog was that? Was it a lady? Yeah, it was a lady. That was our Sheltie, whatever it was. That dog just was hyper. We come home, that dog just, and Jolene, calm down. On us. Jolene said, slap the dog. And that dog said, now she figured it worked for the dog, it worked for me. She wouldn't slap me, but anyhow. But some of us need the Lord to do that to us. We like, God was like, I made you come forward. And God does have a way. We know that dog needed his attention got. And believe it or not, if you're blood bought and born again, you're part of the family of God. And he says, come follow me. You don't want to follow me. It's your choice. But he'll get your attention. He's going to get your attention. So wouldn't it be a lot easier to do like these young boys did a few moments ago? And I said, y'all come on, follow me. And just come follow me. Because now they're going to get a dollar after service from Brother Billy. I mean, listen, my friends. I mean, listen. Because they followed, amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying this. We all need to get ready for a new chapter in our life. This is a new chapter in 2012. A brand new chapter. And God wants to fill that chapter with victory after victory after victory. Now, also remember, if there's going to be victories, that means there will be battles. You're going to have battles. But if you want to win, you've got to follow him. I have one question and two statements. The first question is this. Are you ready for a new chapter? Are you ready for a new chapter in your life? The second one is a statement. Forget but learn from the previous chapter. Forget but learn from the previous chapter. And then lastly, let's not repeat the same failures that we had in 2011. Now, what's your decision? Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the attentiveness of all those who are present this morning. And I pray, God, just for that, that your Holy Spirit will reward them greatly. And first of all, I pray, God, you reward them as they come and talk to you a few moments in prayer. I pray, God, that their prayers will not only be sent toward heaven, but also I pray their response is already on its way. I pray and ask God that you help us as we begin a new chapter in 2012. This is the first day of 2012. And God, it thrills my soul, Father, to see so many of your children in the house of God on the first day of 2012. And I pray, God, that will be repeated week after week. And I pray, God, they find themselves growing stronger and stronger and closer to you. And then, Father, our mind has somehow, for some reason, quickly shifted to that person that might be here this morning that's lost. Perhaps, God, there's someone here this morning that wants Christ to be their Savior. They know his name, all that stuff, but they have to be honest. They have never trusted Christ to their Savior. They have never received him as Lord, Savior, King. And I pray, God, they come this morning and by faith trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Believe that his death, his burial, his resurrection was enough to pay the penalty for our sin that we could not pay. And by faith, I pray, God, they receive Jesus as their Savior. I pray, God, they come this morning. God, those who just didn't come talk to you, those who want to pray for others, whatever need might be, I pray God we respond by coming and receiving. That's it. In your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.